Hearing is subdivision 2007-25, Jose G. and Mary E. Gutierrez.
It's an application to consider the subdivision of land in AR1 Agriculture Residential District in Nanticoke Hundred, Sussex County, dividing 15.203 acres into three lots, and a variance from the maximum allowed cul-de-sac length of 1,000 feet, and to be located north of Route 592, 9,700 of a mile southwest of Route 565. This application has also been reviewed by the Technical Advisory Committee, and I would ask Mr. Abbott if he has any additional comments.
Mr. Chairman, the TAC review of November 21st, 2007 will be made a part of the record, and I've just passed down a revised preliminary plan that was submitted by the surveyor on January 8th, 2008. So, unless you have any questions.
All right, sir.
And something tells me that you're Mrs. Gutierrez.
Yes, I am.
Okay, well, you have to introduce yourself.
I'm Mary Gutierrez, and my husband's also here, Jose.
Okay. Very good. You heard what our director had to say regarding your application. Do you have anything you wish to add?
We decided to do this because my husband's self-employed, and by dividing three lots, we thought maybe at one time we could retire on the back lot and then have two available lots to sell if we needed to at another time. Right now, we just had the property. We just wanted to have it subdivided for a later time. It's not anything immediate that we want to have done. It was just...
All right, then. Well, we'll see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you. And we'll start with Mr. Gordy.
So you're asking a variance for the cul-de-sac drive? It's a 2,400?
1,884. Oh, 1,884. The 2,442 is from Russell Road all the way to the back property line.
So is there any houses on any of these lots now?
There's a mobile home on the front lot.
The front lot.
And that was there when we purchased the property.
So how much land is the total land there?
I believe it's the
15.2. So that mobile home would have to be moved or a variance.
16. Mobile home would have to go through
a variance
process because it's on less than 10 acres.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
To be able to retain it.
If we did do anything with the property, we would get the mobile home would be removed.
Okay.
So what type of housing are you proposing?
To be in, I'd like for it to be within reason of what's around there. I don't want to put anything that's not, that would bring anybody's property down. I would like to have it stick-built, if possible, stick-built homes.
Describe what's around there now. What type of
housing? Ranch houses.
Ranch houses. Mm-hmm. They have to have any specifications on what type of driveway?
It could be crusher run. Mm-hmm.
It could be crusher run.
By the ordinance, yes. Since it's less than four lot.
Right. I don't have any other questions.
All right, sir. Mr. Smith?
No questions.
Mr. Johnson?
In reviewing the TAC comments, there was a reference in here from, I guess, the... what outfit was this? John Martin. He's with Shane. Who's he with? Denrek. Anyhow, there's reference in here to the possibility of wetlands on this property. Are you aware of any?
No, sir.
And how would you characterize the ground on the 15 acres?
Well, where the mobile home is, there's a regular septic system that drains on. We have had no problems with that. There hasn't been any tests for the other septic systems. And I would like on the deed restrictions, I would like the property to remain with wooded lots, not the...
Not clear cut. Okay. No further questions.
All right, Mr. Burton?
No questions from me.
Okay, sir. Mr. Lang?
No questions.
Mr. Couts? Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Council?
None, thanks.
All righty. Well, we thank you. If you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone that would like to speak in favor of subdivision 2007-25, Jose G. and Mary E. Gutierrez? Is there anyone that would like to speak in opposition to subdivision 2007-25? Yes, sir. Step right up. You're first, and then the gentleman in the back.
excuse me. I'm Richard V. I got a call.
Okay.
About like that lady. Where'd she go?
You're fine.
I'm a property owner just down past this. All of this property was sold about back in 74. There was a 100-acre plot. And it was subdivided off in just about 20-acre plots, with probably the biggest frontage was about 350-foot front.
Okay.
And this plot that she has is 20 acres, it originally was, and it's 15 acres now.
Okay.
And I'm not against it either way. I'm just trying to get some more information. I couldn't hear everything you all were saying. I got
what
a little hearing
know?
Problem. But I can see how it's subdivided, and so you're talking about putting, 3-4 acre partials?
Have you seen this?
Yes.
You got it?
A part of it.
Okay.
So the intent, if you have the 4-acre plot, each plot, then you can only put a double wide on there?
You can only put one dwelling.
One dwelling.
Yeah.
But if this is approved, it's not saying that they can come back and subdivide those back ones again?
Well, they can't do it without coming back here.
Right, right.
And I would say would be somewhat unlikely, but they can try.
Well, this is nice property, and I couldn't hear what the lady was saying, but it's all standing timber, and it's not cut off. it's good, high ground. And I'm not really against it. I just wanted to get some information, what she was going to do or whatever.
I believe the lady testified that she would prefer to not cut down a whole lot of trees.
It is a good standing timber.
And basically what they're asking for are three single-family lots.
Right.
So most you're going to have out there is three dwellings.
But the one they have now out front is a single wide. Is that grandfathered in?
No. They'll have to either move that or get a variance to keep or an exception to keep it there because it's on a piece. Once the subdivision is done, it'll be on a piece that's less than 10 acres.
Okay.
So it will no longer be conforming. So they'll either have to get permission to keep it there or get rid of it. The lady did testify that she was likely to get rid of it.
Yeah, okay.
That would be what she was thinking she would do.
That's all the questions. I've talked to them.
Okay. Would you like a whole one? So you only got a piece of one? If you want a whole one, you can have a whole one.
What was your
last name again, sir?
Christmas?
Yes, sir. What was your name again, sir? We need it for the record.
Richard Austin.
Austin. Richard Austin.
Austin, okay.
The reason I didn't get one, they're going to charge me $5 for it.
Is that right? Well, you can have that one for free, so you're $5 ahead. All right, sir. Yes, sir. Coming up the side here.
My name is Terry Lowe. I live about a quarter mile up the road from this.
Okay.
This particular property, this entire section from Deer Forest Road to just beyond this property, all of the properties along here run anywhere from 5 to 15 acres. They're all basically the same as what this one is. 250-foot frontages and very deep.
Okay.
Which gives all the property owners the benefit of being able to live on the front of the property and keep the back of the property wild for deer, turkeys. We have everything out there.
Mm-hmm.
Or if some like to hunt, for example.
Mm-hmm.
This change won't affect me in this manner, but certainly the people on both sides will no longer be able to use the backs of their properties for hunting purposes because they'll have houses back there.
Well, I think you have to be, how far do you have to be from a house for hunting? 300 feet.
Yeah, these are most of these properties are at least 1,000.
300 yards, 1,000 feet, 900.
These are at least 1,000 feet deep. So people can go all the way to the back of their properties and hunt. Some of them do. For me, the main problems here is what they're asking to do basically is triple the number of houses that the lot existing as it exists is allowed to have on it. And if everybody out there does that, it's going to be a whole lot of houses out there. All the owners out here are long-term owners. I'm one of the relative newcomers out there, and I've been there 24 years. Mm-hmm. So we don't look 5 years ahead where we can buy a house, live in it for 5 years, sell it, you know, move up. We look long-term. We look for the rest of our lives there.
Right.
So we like to keep it, I like to keep it as little development as possible, at least within what the law presently allows. They're asking for a special exemption.
No, this is, they're within what the law presently allows, what they're asking for. Because the law right now is 3/4 acre lots. These lots are over 4 acres apiece.
But they don't have the frontage for it. They have to put in this long, extra long cul-de-sac.
Well, they do have to put a drive in. That's correct. They are asking for a waiver from the cul-de-sac length.
Right. That's correct. In other words, if I have a lot exactly the same way, I can't do what they're asking to do without getting an exemption for it.
Be correct.
All right. In order to do that, my understanding is you have to have. Is this a special exemption or is this? This is not a special exemption.
What they're asking for, they're within their rights to ask for.
Anybody can ask for a special exemption too.
And it conforms. That's part of our job is to see that it. If it in fact conforms with the subdivision ordinance, mm-hmm. which so far it appears to, but we're not done yet. So,
well, if it's not a special exemption and if it conforms, so be it. Hmm. But if it's non-conforming, and I don't think that it is conforming exactly anyway, I would rather not see it.
Right.
Because I just don't want the area developed milly-willy where anybody wants to come in and chop it up into little pieces and destroy it. This is a very nice area. It's very unusual mm-hmm. for Sussex County, for anywhere really. It's a very wild area. Mm-hmm. I just want to see it stay that way as long as possible.
Okay.
For myself, for the wildlife, for everyone.
All right, sir.
Thank you.
All right. Anyone else like to speak? No, ma'am. One. We're good. You had your trip. Anyone else like to speak in opposition? Anyone on the commission have any questions? Okay, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to spend the rest of your Thursday evening with us to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.